Good morning, everyone. This is Rob McDougall from Zhang Financial here with your weekly economic update. Today is Tuesday, December 26th. I hope your Christmas went well. This now creates a short week in terms of economic data, so we'll go through a few data points. Not much coming up in the next week. We had several last week that were important, and next week as well will be short. Next week we will do the podcast on Tuesday as we are again this week. So last week, economic data, the theme that we have been seeing for several months, and this is a big part of why the equity markets and fixed income have rallied so hard over the last several months, is what we are seeing is continued economic, modest but solid economic growth, and inflation numbers that just keep coming down, which is a great combination. So last week, what did we see? We mentioned last week, because we did the podcast on Tuesday, we already had a sneak preview. Housing starts were very surprisingly strong. 200,000 over the expectation. It was expected to come in at 1,360,000, came in at 1,560,000. So we are definitely starting to see evidence of the housing market recovering, and this is really a good indicator and very important from the supply standpoint. Obviously, housing supply is an issue. Affordability is a massive issue. Rentals across the board. So new housing is a very good thing. The next day, on Wednesday, we had existing home sales. Now, that is important for this metric. But that was also up. That was 50,000 more existing home sales than expected. Came in at 3,820,000. Also on the day, we got the consumer confidence number, and as we previewed, we really kind of thought there was upside potential here, only because the University of Michigan index indicator, which came out 2 weeks prior, was so strong. So the consumer confidence number, the government's number, was expected to come in at 104, came in at much stronger at 110.7, which is a bit bewildering in that all of the political polls that you see about how Americans feel about the economy, it's at near record lows. Political, or I would say potential voters that are being interviewed and polled, have a very poor opinion of where the economy sits, but when we take a look at the numbers, I have to say they look pretty solid. So last points from last week, and this is really key. On Friday last week, at great news, I think, we had personal income, personal spending, PCE, and PCE core all coming in at or better than expected. So personal income expected to be up 0.4 month over month, came in right at 0.4. Personal spending, which is sort of a two-edged sword. We want spending, but we don't want too much spending to accelerate inflation, re-accelerate it. That came in at 0.2, and the expectation was 0.3, so that's actually, I think, favorable. And then the two biggies, PCE and PCE core, personal consumption expenditure core, those came in better than expected. This is a primary tool used by the Fed to gauging inflation and policy setting. PCE prices, the headline number, was expected to come in flat month over month. It came in at -0.1. And then PCE core, ex food and energy, was expected to come in at 0.2. It came in at 0.1. So now PCE, the headline number, is running at a trailing 12-month rate of 3.2%. Now, it's not the 2% the Fed wanted, but remember this indicator was up close to 8% less than a year ago. So it has consistently come down and really gives investors, I think, the confidence that the Fed will be able to start cutting rates if there are any economic weakness that we see in 2024. So also last week, in terms, that was it for the data points, but in terms of expectations going forward for the Federal Reserve, the next meeting, the March meeting, there's a 74% expectation built in of getting at least 25 basis point cut. So that was 66% a week ago. So investors are increasingly betting that we're gonna have rate cuts sooner and more of them next year. Now remember, we mentioned when the Fed had their last FOMC meeting, the fact that the Federal Reserve indicated 3 rate cuts next year. Investors are expecting double at 6, or actually a little more than 6 during 2024. So when we look at the end of 2024, we look at the December Fed Funds future market. There's a pretty much 100% odds of at least 50% cut, so 2. But there's a 61% odd baked into it right now that will get at least that 6 rate cuts that we mentioned investors are expecting. So still quite a bit of difference between what the Fed said and what investors are betting. Investors betting we're getting more rate cuts next year and probably sooner. So in terms of economic activity last week, we mentioned the personal spending, personal income metrics. In terms of how that flows through to potentially to GDP, the Atlanta Federal Reserve, as they always do, they did update their expectation for fourth quarter GDP growth. It had been 2.6% the week before. They brought that down a little bit to 2.3. But again, after a very strong third quarter of plus 4.9%, if we were to hit 2.3% in the fourth quarter, I think most would deem that to be a very solid showing. Inflation expectations keep coming down. We're not at the low of 2023, which happened in the April time frame, but we're getting pretty close. So expectation now, 10-year average inflation is expected to be 2.19%. That's based on the U.S. Treasury minus the TIPS yield. So that's it in terms of the data points last week. In terms of the markets last week, another solid week, not as explosive as the prior week, but the 8th consecutive week of stock market being up, and another very strong week for the bond market. So for U.S. equities, use the S&P 500 up 32 basis points. I think more importantly, or as importantly, the breadth did become greater last week. So we always look at the Invesco S&P Equal Weighted Index, ETF. That was up 70 basis points. So that's solid. Also, small cap, huge week for small cap. Again, small cap has been very strong the last several weeks. Small cap, large cap last week was up 0.19%, 19 basis points. Small cap was up 197 basis points. So making up a lot of lost ground from earlier in 2023. So for the S&P 500, again, closing last week, it came, the year-to-date return is a positive 25.85%, which is just fantastic. That equal-weighted fund that I mentioned, up 13.07%. So quite a bit of difference there, but that has been turning around in the last several weeks. Internationally, this is a bit of an anomaly. We had a week when the S&P 500 was up and stocks were up across the board. Here in the U.S., developed markets actually came in higher. The MSCI World ex-U.S. developed markets was up a positive 1.54%. So for the year, that index is up 13.5%. Again, well below the S&P 500 return of 25.9%. Now last week, emerging markets down again, but really pulled down by China. Another very tough week for China, minus 3.38%. So China, full year, year-to-date, as of Friday, down 17.28%. And again, S&P up nearly 26%. So an amazing dichotomy, difference between those two. Now, fixed income last week up, not as strong as it was the week before, but strong again. Two-year yields down 13 basis points, 10-year down 4 basis points. So the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index up a positive 0.37%. And now on a year-to-date basis, again, this metric just 3 months ago was negative, but on a year-to-date basis, that index is now up 5.02%. So excellent week, solid week, I should say, in stocks, both domestic, international, and another good week in the fixed income markets. So for this week, economic activity, nothing going on. Christmas yesterday, so virtually nothing, and we really don't think anything of substance. So we'll just pull one out to amuse ourselves. Initial claims coming out on Thursday. So initial claims, people are watching very closely to see what happens with the labor market. There have been signs of weakening and slowing job growth in labor markets, but it certainly hasn't rolled over. So we're watching those unemployment initial claims on a weekly basis. So the expectation is, we're going to end, this from 2 weeks ago, but it's expected to come in at 207,000, and the prior week was 205,000. But just 3-4 weeks ago, we were running much closer to the 220,000 a week. So 207,000 would be below that, and again, suggestive of a stronger than expected labor market. So that's it for the economic recap and preview for this week. Thank you very much for attending. And again, next week, we'll likely be doing the podcast on Tuesday post New Year's. So happy New Year's, everyone. Thank you.